We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting from the two dots on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, around 5-6 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah, which we just mentioned also, if you make a ned in the name of Eretz Yisrael, you make a shul in the name of Eretz Yisrael, there's an Isser Lo Yisasa on this, and it's a shah, forget Malkus, see the Gemara before. What is the Makar for the lav of Anoyd Vishmoy Vakayim Vishmoy? The time within a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Uvechoil, I'm reading from the beginning of Pasuk Parashat Mishpatim. Uvechoil Asher Amarti Aleichem Tishomeru, V'Shem Elihim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, Lo Yishoma Alpicha. Two parts of it. V'Shem Elihim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, and Lo Yishoma Alpicha. Zog the price of Shem Elihim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, Shlo Yema Odom Lachaveru, Shmorli V'Salaveru, Chayinu Chavim Plainis. Don't say, you know, I'm meeting you, I have to pick you up, okay, wait in the corner of that of Yisaro. Wait by that corner. You should not say that. Don't mention the Avodah Zarah. The Rosh actually says you shouldn't mention the Avodah Zarah at all. Even Shleil Tzarech. But Chizh says, even if you have a Tzarech, you want to pick up your friend. You have to make a landmark. Still now use that as landmark. You now call the Avodah Zarah as landmark. Lo Yishama Apicha, what's that? Shlo Yod Rishmoy, Lo Yikayim Rishmoy. You shouldn't make a neder or a shvua in the name of Avodah Zarah. It's Lo Yishama Apicha. So you shouldn't cause other people to make a neder b'shem of the Avodah Zarah, or to make a shvua in the name of Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't cause them either, which means you shouldn't cause a guy to do it. And we'll see how that's possible. When you make a shutva for the guy, you're allowed to be causing the guy to make a, you're causing a shvua to happen with the name of Avodah Zarah. Dava acha, another b'shat l'yisham apicha is azara l'meisis v'lemediach. It's azara to someone who convinces someone else to do Avodah Zarah. Break the Gemara, Meisis v'hediksev. Bei, v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiroh. It says first in the Pasuk, that v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiroh, v'lo yisifu lasis d'avaroh z'avikabecha. That there's a lav in the Torah for a Meisis. A Meisis is someone who convinces someone else to do Avodah Zarah. El azorah l'mediach. Mediach is actually someone who does it for the rabbin. And there you don't have a first lav. So this is a lav, they should not be mediach as a rabbin. I ain't telling him it's a kavachimer. If there's a lav on a Meisis, lav mediach, first of all, it's not true. That Madiach is less of Aver than Mesis, because Mesis is more convincing one-on-one. When someone talks to a rabbi, not so convincing. And in any case, Eim Azir Min Adin. You can't learn from a Kavach HaYim, so Azar from Madiach is possible. But Lo Yigroim, now it's in the Braisa, Akan the Braisa, that says the different drushes, this is how we know the Maisa, that you can't be Noidir Vishmoy, and Makayim Vishmoy is from which Pasik? Lo Yishama Apicha. It's in the Braisa of Lo Yigroim La Acherim. We said you should not cause goyim to make a neder in the name of Ezara or to make a shul in the name of Ezara. Mr. Yehale is a right to lavu d'shmul. Don't lavu d'shmul. Lavu d'shmul used to say also la adam shiyasu shutvusim bechavim shemi yischayev lo yishvua. You now become a shutv with a goy. You might because you might be bechayev shvua. That's normal business proceedings. V'nishba b'avayis chavim shloim v'atayram lo yishar apicha. You should not be. Make someone make an eder apicha. Now this is a lachal amaisa. So you're not allowed to make a shutta for the guy. So shail is how are we allowed to make a shutta for the guy today? You're allowed to make a shutta today with a guy. So Tosfos already speaks out that today they not the derech for them to make a shvua and thereby the zara because they don't have the Christians are not really. Over the Zara, they're not the same thing. They don't make a shvua in the Avodah Zara. Ayin Shom, the Ramah brings it down, actually, in Simon Kuf Nun Vav, brings down, there is a heter today. But if you find a guy who's really over the Avodah Zara, like an Indian or something, it might be a big shayla, be a shutta for the Indian, because they have a real Avodah Zara. That might be a problem. Because you pass like this, and I'll make a shutta for the guy. Ki also Ula one time went, and Bas Bekal Nevoi. Really, it says, the city was called Nevoi. And we just call it Kal to make like to say that it's a Bazayin. So he slept in a place called Kal Nevoi, really in the place Nevoi, he said that's where he slept. Nevoi is in the name of Avodah Zarah. The town was called after the shame of Avodah Zarah. Only Rava, so Rava, when he came back, Rava asked him, Hecha Basma, where did you sleep? On Malay, but Kal Nevoi. On Malay, he says, how can you say that? How can you talk like that? V'chsiv, v'shem olim acherim, lo yisaskiru. You're not supposed to say the name of Avodah Zarah. Here, you're saying where you slept in the place of Avodah Zarah. So how do you do that? If any of his chavim is written in the Torah with the name, it's mutter to say the name. Shema, say the name. Where is it written the name Nevoi? The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Kara Baal, Karas Nevoi. It's a pasuk that's making a bazoin out of the Avodah Zarah. It says that Baal, which is the name of Avodah Zarah, is Kara. crouch down to go to the bathroom. And kairis davoy is also means the lashon of being mitzi rei. Hoyu atzabeim. This is the talking about making fun of the avodah zarah. So you see in the Torah is mentioned nevoy. This is in pasuk Yeshaya. It's a pasuk, the word nevoy is mentioned. If we let us say it, v'loik siva loy. When we have the kashas, we say, but it's not written in Torah. Now I mention it. Actually, Tosfos later on, Daf Samach Daled asks, how could the Gemara say Makulis? It doesn't say anywhere in Torah the name Makulis. So how does the Gemara, the Mishnayos, call the Vayzara Makulis? So Tosfos answers that the real name of Vayzara, that Vayzara, is Kilus, which means like Lashon Shvach, praising, Kilus. So we call it Kulis, first of all, which is not a Lashon, it's Lashon of a Keles, of making fun. And we put in the word Mar, as like, you know, it's we're switching the name, like Mar means Lashon Chiluf. That's a, it's really, it's Kilus, we don't want to say the name. So that's what Tosfos speaks out. Masiv Rav Misharshia. I'm asking a kasha. We'll show you in a Mishnah that mentions Avodah Zarah. It says, "Tum here Azov." The lacha is Azov that sees two rias or three rias. He already has to wait shiva nakim. It's Azov. It's a man, not a zava. After two rias, already has to wait shiva nakim. He doesn't bring a carbon until three rias. What's called two rias? Two rias is that he sees a ria and then there's enough time in between to be toivel and to dry himself and sees another ria. That's already two rias. This mission is mechadish that if you see straight a riyah straight for a while and it encompasses the time of the tvilos of the being toivel and the drawing yourself, then it can be considered three riyahs. The mission says ra achas meruba. If you saw one long riyah kishalosh, like three riyahs shahu, it's the amount of time kimegidya in l'shiloi. Megidya is the name of Ezara. Shehein, how long is this time? Shehein shtei tvilos, two dips, v'shnei sabugim, and drawing yourself twice, harei zeh zav gomer, you're a zav gomer. So that's the Mishnah says. Alok and zav, that certain amount of time of a riyah, it's considered three riyahs. What does it say? Megiddin l'shila. And Megiddin, the God, is the name of Avodah Zarah. So Shaila is, so how do you mention Avodah Zarah? It's not mentioned in the Torah. So the more answers are Ravina, yeah. God now, Michtak Siv, says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Ha'orchim legad shulchan. So you see in the Pasuk, God is mentioned. The Pasuk also in Yeshaya, so therefore this Avayzar is mentioned in the Torah. Om Rav Nachman, Kol Tzinusa Asiri, now I'll make Latzonis. Chot Tzinusa Avayz Chavim, besides for Latzonis of Avayzar, the Shariah, that is Mutta to do. You let him make Latzonis at Avayzar. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Kara Baal, Karas Navai, which means that they go into the bathroom, they didn't even have a chance to get to the bathroom before everything came out. That's what it means. Karabel, Karas Levi, before they even had a chance to sit down, everything came out already. Another pasuk says, another pasuk similarly, says, Karsu Karayachtov, La Yuchlu Malat Masa. They couldn't hold on to their load of Rei, the load of Tzai, they couldn't hold on to it. The pasuk says about Avodah Zarah. V'chsiv is not a pasuk about Avodah Zarah. It says Dibru, this is the beginning of a pasuk before that, and it says La Eglois Base Oven. Base Oven is was base ale where your Rav and Avah put the agolos, put the calves, the golden calves. La Eglois Base Oven, your guru, they should be your guru Shechein Shomram. The Shomram people should be scared. Ki Ovel Alav Amoy. It says you should be nervous because your Vayzar is getting destroyed. But he says, what we're saying in the pasuk is, it was lost from making fun of them, but the kaimrim, the ones who hold and take care of these avayzaras, they're happy. Yigilu akvayde. Why are they happy? Why are they happy? I think akvayde, akvayde. Because they were so heavy. I read what Rashi says, akvayde, masa akvaysov v'rei shebehem. And they were very heavy. Making fun of them. These avayzaras are a bunch of, full of rei. So you're allowed to make fun of avayzaras. Once you mentioned this, I'm going to show different psukim about the Avodah Zarah and how a lot of sometimes the Yidden were very attached to Avodah Zarah. Omar Rav Yitzchak, Ma'ay Techsiv, what's found in this pasuk in Hosea that says, Va'ata Yisifu Lachtoi, this is talking to the Yidden, that they were Moisiv to be Chayta, V'yash Lehem Asecha, Mikasbam, they made Avodah Zarah from them, their silver from their money. Kisvuno Matzavim, Masecha Roshim, that they made like tavnis, like forms of their avodah zarahs. What does that mean? Everyone had a miniature form, miniature replica of a statue, whatever it was, of their avodah zarah. They put it into their pockets. When they used to remember it, they took it out of their pocket, and they hugged it, and they kissed it. Does they see how attached they were to avodah zarah? My, what's on this pasuk, which is the end of that pasuk, it says, that somehow the Zoyche Adam Agolim, they kissed the Agolim. What's going on here? The Mashar Sevei Chavim, they want the money from the rich guys. So what they did was, my Rivim Es Agolim, they used to always starve the calves. These are not calves, we're in the Avodah Zarah. They're animals, they used to starve them. The Agolim were the Avodah Zarah here. This is like India, the place where the cows were Avodah Zarah. My Rivim Es Agolim, they used to starve the Avodah Zarah. Va'isim Demus Atzavim, they used to make a statue of those rich people. And my Midim Atzadav is saying, they put up like behind their troughs, the place where they ate. They had this, so they used to starve them. And when they finally got food, they went to the trough to eat. And what they see first, the statue of, you know, whatever, Mr. Rogers, this guy who was some rich guy. Okay, that's what they saw. That's how they used to eat always. So sometimes when they were starving, Metzinois Lachos, they bring him to the street. Kivin Shiroa, his son, when they saw this rich guy walking down the street, Rotznachreim used to run after those guys. Umesham Shemem used to like kiss them up and down, lick them up and down, because they thought that was their food. Oimrim Loi, and so these Meshamshim told these rich guys, by the way, Avizchav Chavitzbach, the Avizar wants you. Yav Avizbach Asma, come and shech yourself to the Avizar, the Mamish want you. And they used to do it, these fools. And that's how they got their money. And that's Pshan the Pasuk, Zoyvche Adam Agalam Yishakun. They shech themselves, and because Agalam were running after them. They were Yishakun, they were running after them, licking them, trying to get them to come. And that way, they thought the Avizar wanted them. So Rava doesn't like his Taish in the Pasuk. You know why? Because it's out of order. I'm a Rava. Hi, Zoyv Chod, Magolon Yishokun. It should be the opposite. Agolon Yishokun, the Agolon kisses them, Lizvay Chodom to the Shech the people. If that was Taish in the Pasuk, it should say the opposite order. It should say Agolon Yishokun, Lizvay Chodom, boil it. Elam a Rava means something else. That calls Aveach is Bnei Aveiz Chavim. Anyone who's a Shech his son to Aveiz Chavim, the Amalai used to tell them, during Godly Kivloi, wow, you big schus, you shech your son for Avodah Zarah. You have a vishal, now go kiss the Avodah Zarah. So that's what it means. Zayif Chayodom, I go on Yishaku. And they went to kiss the Avodah Zarah after they shechted their children. Omer Avodah Marab. It says in the Pasuk that when Sancheiriv put everyone into Golis, he put the other Goyim in Shemram, and they all did their same Avodah Zarah there. They kept on, they each had their own like temples in the city. It says in the Pasuk, Anche Babel also has Sukkos Benois, that's the Anche Babel did. Anche Kush also has Nargel, Anche Chamos also has Hashima. I'm reading all the Pesukim and all the Gemara. Va'avim also Nivchas, Ves Tartok, Vasavayim, Sorif Mes Benei Abesh, La'adamalap Anamalak, La'isavayim. That says in the Pasuk. The more than the Darshan, all these different Avodah Zarahs. Anche Babel also has Sukkos Benois, what was that Avodah Zarah? My name is Tana Garlis. It was a female chicken. And that, because Sukkos Benois in their language means a female chicken, someone has to do with they're covered with their wings. Sukkos benois. Va'anchikos also has nargol. Nargol is from the word tarnagol. Maniu tarnagol, a male chicken. Va'anchichamos also has sashima. Maniu, what's a sashima? Maniu barcha karcha. It's a goat. A goat is considered bald because it doesn't have so much wool. Va'avim also nivchaz ves tartok. Maniu kelev chamor. Nivchaz or nivchan is lost of a kelev that it barks. And tartok is a chamor because the Yavit says has two loads on each side, so that's what a chamar is. That's taratak, two ticks. Two ticks is the loss of a load. That was kelav a chamar was the avodah zarah. Vasavayim serfim es b'neim be'esh adamalach v'anamalach le'esavayim. My new, what is this? What is adamalach and adamalach? And that's the name of avodah zarah. And they used to burn the children for them. What is the avodah zarah? Haperet vasos. Why adamalach means the adalei lamari betina. It honors its master by carrying its loads. That's a parrot, it's a prey, the mule. Mule carries loads. V'anamalach is a sus, a horse, the oni lelamare, it answers the call of its master, Bekarava, to go out to war. So that's what these Avodah Zarahs was, and they shechted their children to these Avodah Zarahs. And Af Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda was one of our biggest kings, our biggest tzaddikim. His father, Achaz, was a big Rasha, Bikish of Laslekain. His father was about to put him through the fire, and he taka did. Cain, Ella, Shasakhsa Ima Salamandra. His mother smeared him with this salamandra. It's a small chaya that comes from Aish, and it's fireproof. And his mother smeared him with salamandra, and that's how he was saved from the fire. Omrav Yudam Rab, Yoydino Yishov Avez Chavim, Shema Mamish. Yudam Rab asked the Chiddush. Klai Yishov knew that Avez Chavim, there's no mamish to it, it's garbage. Why did serve Avodah Zarah, worship Avodah Zarah? They wanted to do a lot of Averis. They were Taka Rashom, and they wanted to do Arayis. They didn't care for Yetzara so much, but they figured they'll do Avodah Zarah, and this way the Chacham and the Nevi'im, they'll go give you Musar about the Avodah Zarah, they'll forget about the Arayis. So that's what they did Avodah Zarah. Not because they were Aduk to Avodah Zarah, they were attached to Avodah Zarah. They did it because it was a smokescreen for their other Averis. That's what Rav Yehuda and Rav says. The more I ask Kashrus and show you that the Eden were very involved in Avodah Zarah. So heck you say, it was just a smokescreen. Masar HaMisharashia. It says in the Pasuk, Kizchar b'neim is b'choysom v'ashrei maleitz. And we darash Shalom Lazar, ka'odim shalagum avanoi. That they were so into their Avodah Zarah, just like someone loves his son, they loved Avodah Zarah. Kizchar b'neim. So you see, they were into Avodah Zarah. After the Gemara, this is the only Eden. After the Gemara, Boss Navikube. After they got stuck doing it, they got a taste of it, and they got a Yetzirah of it. Toshima, it says a Pasuk in the Toicha, V'nasati pigreichem apigrigulechem. Your corpse will fall onto the corpse of the Avodah Zarah. So what was the story? What's it referring to? It's referring to a certain story, this thing in the Torah. It's a foretelling a future story. Omar Al Yoah Tzadik, Mechazar Tepuchi Rav Shirushlaim. Al Yoah Tzadik was not Al Yoah Novi, it's Al Yoah Tzadik. He was Mechazar on, he was going around the people who were starving in Shlaim. Pamach as Matzinik Shayat Tapuach, he found this young child who was bloated from hunger, Mutl Ba'ashma, sitting in the garbage. Omar Al Yoah Tzadik, to which Mishpacha are you from? Omar Al Yoah Tzadik, from the end of Mishpacha. And Omar Al Yoah Tzadik, Klum Nishtai, Mishpacha, anyone's left from your Mishpacha? Omar Al Yoah Tzadik, nothing left. If I teach you something that you'll live with that, you want to learn? I'm like, hey, yeah, sure. Say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Say this pasuk every day. So this tinnik is screamed at him. Has, be quiet. So I'll ask you, Hashem Hashem. Don't say Hashem Hashem. So limdu avav imay. Because his parents never taught him Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Echad. He was not used to Hashem Hashem. And he said, be quiet, I don't want to hear it. Miyad, Tapasam Khdal. Miyad, Hoitzi Ross Mecheke, he took out his Avodah Zarah from his pocket, and Machapka, Menashke, he hugged it and kissed it. Ad Shalifka Kreis, until his stomach burst open from the hunger. Venofla Yeros El Oretz, and his Avodah Zarah fell to the ground. Venofla Hualea, and he fell on it. L'kayim HaShadam, it says in the Pasuk, Menasati Pigrechem, your corpse will fall, Al Pigrechem, on the corpse of your Avodah Zarah. So you see how attached, even Tinnik was so attached to Avodah Zarah, you want to hear Shema Yisrael, Shema Kesh, Shema Chod. Heck is they were in Avodah Zarah. My answer is Basa da Avik Bey. After Klai Yisrael got attached to it, they got attached to it. One more raya, which the Gemara tries, attempts. Tashema. It says in the pasuk, which we'll learn soon about, is that when Antioch Nezdele killed captured at least the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, it says Vayizaku v'kol gadol Hashem Eloheinu. It says that they screamed that Antioch Nezdele screamed to Hashem, begging Hashem to give us the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. The story was they did tshuva before that, Klaiser did tshuva, and now Ashkenaz says, Shasa Kaisha, we're going to daven to Hashem to get rid of his Avodah Zarah. What do they say? Or if we do a terror answer, they say, bye bye, which means, woe, woe to us. Hainu, this Avodah Zarah, this Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, Hainu, the Achav Elabesai, destroyed Avodah Hamikdash, the Kali, the Heichala, and burnt the Heichal, the Kathlinu Tzadiki, and killed Tzadikim, the Aglinu Yisrael, Ba'arayu, and sent Klaus on to Golis, but Dayim Rakabinan, and still here. Kulum Yavitalon, you only gave it to us all like a bully by Agra to get Schar. We don't want the Schar, we don't want the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzirah either. Le'iu Binim, Le'agra Binim, we don't want the Avodah Zarah or the Schar. So you see, Klar, that they were so attached to it, they had to daven to get rid of Yetzirah. Lechar, we just said that the whole thing was not true. They didn't believe in it. They did only for our eyes. And for the Gemara, Bosh the Dav, Yikube, after they started, see for me, once someone starts Avera, he gets a taste of it. And therefore, keep very far away from Avera. Back upon him, and then we'll learn the next sugya about getting rid of this Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, which we don't have today anymore, that Antioch Nezdele got rid of it. We'll see that in the next Gemara, Miyatz Hashem, in the next year.